We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're on the bottom of page Resh Mem Dalet. And in this chapter, the Magen Midovna had said we will explore the idea of decision. How do we come to decisions? And he had said there are basically three ways in which a person comes to a decision. One is when someone seduces us, someone entices us to that decision. Two is when we're forced into that decision. And three is when we like the decision, when it finds favor in our eyes and we want that course of action. And we had discussed that this chapter is one of the pivotal chapters of human nature because very often our great weaknesses really stem from our lack of decisiveness, from the fact that we didn't really make a decision, and that's why we don't see things through to fruition. Ve'ela shlosha drachim nikneta haskama. So there are three ways in which we attain decision, as he explained. We're at the bottom of the page. Ha'achat ha'pitui v'asata. The first is when a person is seduced, when a person is encouraged, cajoled. Shenita echach mibaladei ha'chefetz. The second is when we're forced, and there's really no desire there. Shlishit ha'chefetz mibaladei ha'chech. And we're at the top of page Resh Mem Hei. And the third way to decision is when a person wants it, and he's not being forced. That is the chosen, that is the best way to attain a decision. And that's the one that's best among the three. Because when you make a decision based on your desire, your will, and you're not forced, how good that decision is, and how pleasant is such a decision in the service of the Creator, the living Creator, blessed be He. So the way we want to achieve decision is by choice, by desire. So what we have to work on is our desire. What do I want in this world? Achenda. But I want you to know, ki yesh panim ha-mivatelim gamota. There are aspects in which this type of decision too can be annulled. Vehu bi'itorer bo shotufei garachas v'shalom v'itatzev elibo. When something bad happens, God forbid, when a person is saddened, so then suddenly the roots of desire are shut, suddenly his light is extinguished. Look, people desire pleasantness. When do we want air conditioning? When do we care about having treats? When do we care about life's amenities? When things are relatively calm. Yoshev beveito besimchat alev, you're sitting at home, you're happy. Az yachpos v'yivcha gam min ha'oneg. That's when you think about things that give you more pleasure. Aval bizdamen lefanav derech otzev udaga v'shev ruach. But when suddenly a person finds himself contending with something that's saddening, that's worrying, that breaks his spirit, a guy is told by his boss he's going to get fired this year. He walks home. He's not thinking about the air conditioning on the bus. He's not thinking about, do I have ice cream for dessert? His mind is somewhere else. As lo yachiv mishalotav, he's not, then our desires, our quests aren't broadened. Aval machal shulchano yirak machalim echechim nasbi ravono. All he eats is what he needs in order to keep chugging along. Asher lo yaspik lo bilado, he eats what he has to. Like people who are depressed, he doesn't seek out the great amenities of life, but suddenly he diminishes his desire, because plain bread is good for him at that time. So we said the greatest decision is one that comes from choice, from desire, but he says you have to know there are times when even the greatest decision can be broken. When suddenly you're contending with something else in life that overshadows it, and you don't have room for that pleasantness to play a role in your life. But when a person is forced, and the person desires it, so you have a person that decides, I'm going to go on this sugar-free diet. And then the doctors tell him he better go on that sugar-free diet. Now he has his will, and he has, He's forced. A person says, I want to learn Torah. We had a guy here who came to yeshiva about 4 or 5 years ago. Didn't know what Shabbos was, didn't know what Kashrus was. He knew he was Jewish. And I asked him, why are you here? So he said, because I wanted to marry a girl, and she's a Christian. And she said to me, I want to see what a Jewish synagogue is like. We went to the synagogue. I didn't know how to hold up a sitter. She said to me, you don't even know how to pray in your own religion? I'm not marrying an adult. You go learn what Judaism is all about, then we could get married. So he came here to learn about Judaism so he could marry a Christian girl. That's what he came here for. So he had a desire to know about Judaism, and he was forced. His fiance told him, you better learn what your heritage is about, or you're not walking. We're not walking down the aisle. So when you have those two, you have a desire and you're forced. As nomar lehem tovim ashnayim min ha'achad, then you say two are better than one. Ki al yedei shtatfutam yachad, because when you have both, ha'achach v'achefetz, you want something and you feel like you must do something. Haynu ki ra adam davar sher bilti efshar lo bilado. When you see something and you say, I can't do without that. V'muchach la'asigov liknoto, and he feels like he must acquire it. V'gam zot b'sgulato ki matku rigvei tchunato, and also because he looks at it and he says, I want that. That's a decision that will last forever. And if you want an example of that, think of your kids. You feel like, I have to take care of my kids, and you want to take care of your kids. So then you don't come home and say, I was just fired, don't talk to me about supper. You guys can last 3 days without a meal. No, you want to take care of them, and then you have minutes where that's not what's on your mind, but you have to take care of them. You're going to do it. So there are things in life where we have this balance, we both want to and have to. And those are the things that last a lifetime. And even if all the winds in the world come to move it, that decision will remain forever. And that's why our sages, when it came to our avodat elokim, our performance of mitzvot, Chazal said, this is the formula. You want to know how you do mitzvot? Shetiyeh mi'irah ve'ava. Chazal said, our performance of mitzvot must stem from fear and love. You remember they asked the Godfather, what do you prefer, to be feared or love? He said, fear, because that lasts a lifetime. Right? So we say, he has a point. But you, when you work out of fear, you don't do things the way you should. You have to love. You have to love and fear. They both have to be there. So Chazal said, Avod me'ira, avod me'ava. Our service of Hashem, our performance of mitzvot, must stem from both love and fear. Hachefetz me'ava ve'achech me'ira. A person has to view Torah and mitzvot as something that he wants to do and something that he better do. Yeah, it's not like you have a choice about it. As shnem kechad tovim, and then the two can function in unison. Uchmo sheitber im yirtzeh Hashem lefaneinu, as we will expand on in the future chapters. So our approach to mitzvot and to Torah has to be this balance. On the one hand, we have to develop the excitement, the love of the Torah and the mitzvot, the love for the Jewish way of life. Look at it, analyze it, appreciate it, and develop that love. But don't think that that's enough. We also have to realize that you don't have a choice. This is the way you got to go, and that's the idea of being a God-fearing person. And that's the idea that in our service of Hashem, in our performance of mitzvot, we have to know that both factors have to play. It's not enough to have one without the other.